It's Friday, the 23rd of August, and I'm Tona Takadila with your 1 p.m. news. Swakopmund Magistrate Gaynor Poulton has sentenced Yandre Dipenaar to 15 years in prison for murder. This is in connection with a horrific car accident that occurred in December of 2014 near Hentis Bay.
During Dipenaar's sentencing appearance at the Swakopmund Regional Court, Poulton also handed Dipenaar a sentence of $8,000 or 2 years imprisonment for reckless and negligent driving, and a sentence of $2,000 or 3 years imprisonment for driving without a valid driver's license, as well as revoking his license for 3 months. The accused has 2 weeks to appeal the sentence. Adolf Kaure, Future Media News, Swakopmund.
A recent Afrobarometer study has revealed that most Namibians lack health insurance, with 85% of respondents uninsured because they cannot afford it. Among those with coverage, nearly half have private insurance, while others are covered by public or national schemes. The study also shows that nearly two-thirds of Namibians believe the government should ensure access to adequate health care for all, even if it means raising taxes. From elsewhere, the Consortium of Refugees and Migrants in South Africa has asked the United Nations Human Rights Council to investigate the stampede at the Tshwane Refugee Reception Center in Pretoria. A Malawian national died and more than 20 people were injured in Tuesday's incident. A refugee advocacy group says the involvement of the UN will ensure that investigators act on the state's obligations to protect refugees and persons seeking asylum in South Africa without discrimination. The second largest diamond ever found, a rough 2,492-carat stone, has been unearthed in Botswana at a mine owned by a Canadian company, Lucara Diamond. The BBC reports that it is the biggest find since the 3,106-carat Cullinan diamond found in South Africa in 1905 and cut into 9 separate stones, many of which are in the British Crown Jewels. And U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris has vowed to stand up for Israel's right to defend itself, but added that the bloodshed in Gaza is devastating.
President Biden and I are working to end this war such that Israel is secure, the hostages are released, the suffering in Gaza ends, and the Palestinian people can realize their right to dignity, security.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.